Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast, where we provide you practical tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're taking in your leadership inquiries with this Ask Me Anything episode edition. So let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. The first question comes to us from Allie. Allie asked, how do you overcome a personal setback outside of work and still maintain being able to lead others at work? That's a great question, right? Because, you know, I truly believe that we are people first and we happen to be responsible for leading others. Same thing with our team members. Our team members are always people first who happen to be a member of our team. We've got to take that into consideration, this human-centric approach to leading people. People are going to have setbacks. You're going to have things that don't go well day in and day out at home. And I don't subscribe to the old mantra of flip the switch, leave your personal stuff at home and come in and do your job. Part of being a leader is being able to care for each other. But when you are the leader, how are you going to be able to, you know, navigate those waters to be able to pick up, dust off, and move forward so that you can lead with your team? You know, I've experienced personal setbacks multiple times throughout my career as a leader. Whether that be a death in the family, whether that be a decision to move across the country, whether that be, you know, a something as small as maybe a bad grade on a test or an exam on a class you're taking that, you know, you carry with you. And what I have found that works for me is you have to have a routine and practice in place so that when you have a setback, you're able to manage it. And you're not ruminating in that and thinking about it and just holding on and latching on to it and not letting go. So when you have a personal setback, there's a lot of different things that you can think about. For me, what works well is acknowledging that the setback occurred, understanding the emotion tied to it, acknowledging that emotion, and then trying to dive a little bit deeper into why am I attached to this specific reaction? What outcome was I expecting and what didn't occur? So that when I talk to myself figuratively, but when I have the conversation with myself, I'm navigating through the azimuth of where am I and where did I want to be? How was I set off track and how can I get back on track? To do that, you can't just set that aside. You can't just compartmentalize that. I was very good at compartmentalizing things. At least I thought I was. Turns out what it was, I was actually starting to build up stress. I was actually starting to hit burnout. I was becoming less patient. So I started to shift and practice ahead of setbacks, this idea of proactively dealing with stress. And then in the moment, successfully, positively acknowledging, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? What outcome did I want? What's my attachment to that outcome? What can I do to shift it? When you have that built into your routines, you're going to be able to pick up and move through a lot quicker than if you don't. So this moves us through the process of acknowledging what's happening through that setback so that we can be resilient and bounce back quicker. So a few steps that you can take. One, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to suppress your feelings. Allow yourself to experience your emotions and process the setback. Second, assess the situation. Analyze what went wrong. Identify areas where you can improve and then adjust your strategy and approach. Next, open communication. Inform your team about the setback if it's appropriate. Explain the situation without unnecessary details. You figure out what's going on and what's right. And then outline a plan to move forward. This models the way for your team members to take that into account when they have a setback as well. So now you have really opened the aperture of communication lines. Another thing you can do is seek support. Reach out to a colleague, a mentor, a therapist, an executive coach for guidance. Gain a different perspective. Have them help you talk through that inner critic, that inner self-talk, so that you can navigate and move forward appropriately at the pace that you need to, so that you can be there and present for your team. I love this one. Another step you can take then is focus on the learning. What can I learn from this situation? How can I grow from the situation? What does this tell me about myself? What does this tell me about a leader? When you view the setback as an opportunity for growth and identify key lessons, then you can apply them in the future. What is the message I'm trying to get right now? What is the lesson I need to see right now so that I can move through this and accept it and learn better or learn differently for next time? If you need to, another thing that you can do is set boundaries. If necessary, create that space to deal with the personal issues without letting them significantly affect your work performance. If you need to take the afternoon, if you need to take the hour, if you need to have a telemed appointment, whatever it may be, if you need to set that boundary because the setback is a little bit more significant or maybe it's more impactful, take the time that you need, set those boundaries up for a reason so that you can be present and you don't displace whatever is going on inside you with you. You don't displace that and take that out on your team. And last, say it time and time again, practice self-care. Engage in activities that help you manage stress in a healthy, positive manner. It help you manage your well-being in a healthy, positive manner. Exercise, outdoor time, healthy diet, time with friends and family. Whatever that may be, get those routines and rituals in place so you can safeguard and protect your mental health and well-being, because setbacks will occur. Now you're going to be prepared to deal with them when they happen so that you can be at your very best and present for your team. Allie, I hope that answered your question. The next question comes to us from Marie. How can leaders increase their self-awareness? So for me, this is connected directly to emotional intelligence. Great leaders that we don't just manage, we connect with our teams. But when leaders aren't self-aware, those connections break. A lack of self-awareness can leave teams feeling unsupported, misunderstood, and then they ultimately may disengage. Your leaders have the potential, but without self-awareness, they won't unlock it. So you think about emotional intelligence, it starts with awareness of self. Understanding how, and there's a myriad of things, your tone of voice, the pace with you speak, your body language, the time of day that you address your team, how you show up in the morning, are you prepared for meetings? A lot of it stems from, what your teams see is actually the secondary. They see your communication. They see your response. What they don't see is what's happening inside, the triggers of the context of the situation, the room, the who's in there, the what are you trying to accomplish? All those things to the left of the delivery, your team doesn't see. So being prepared and having a plan and knowing more about yourself, more about what drives you, more about what incentivizes you, more about the why of a certain outcome you're trying to achieve, and knowing what you're strong at, delivering messages, being inspirational or being analytical, and knowing what you're not, and then you can leverage help from your other team members. So being able to increase your self-awareness takes practice. Imagine for a second what is possible if you truly understood yourself and the impact that your actions or behaviors are having on your team. The gap in self-awareness that you have might be holding you back. It might be holding your organization or team back from reaching new heights because you may not be aware of how your behaviors are impacting others. So to get over this, to move through this, first, seek feedback. Get feedback from stakeholders to help you identify the blind spots that you and we all carry with us. We all have blind spots. But building coaching, mentoring relationships, which again are two different things, use both of those avenues to get advice and then to have someone do, you'll guide you through self-discovery. You can get guidance, you can get feedback, you can get support so that you can work on what you need to do to move forward. But now you're going to have more data points. You're going to have more information that you can act on to increase your self-awareness. Next, practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness can help you become more aware of your thoughts. The intent here is to be in the moment, ground yourself to the situation, to the environment around you, and be aware of the thoughts that are passing through your head. Be aware of the instances that are impacting or bringing those thoughts on, and the emotion that's related to that thought. So mindfulness can help you respond creatively instead of reacting. It can improve your focus, empathy, and adaptability because you're going to gain an understanding of it. But it starts with being here and being able to have a conversation with yourself internally, but while maintaining control of your reactions, your response, and how you move through conversations, communication, and situations at work. Next, practicing self-reflection. So being mindful is one thing, but then self-reflecting at the end of the day or right after a potential conflict, having that conversation with yourself and then jotting down those takeaways. What went well? What didn't go well? How did I respond? What do I need to do differently? What did I learn about myself in this situation? Takes it from thought, puts it in from pen into paper, which brings it into reality. Now you have something that you can see, you can hold, you can reference back to, that you can start to build your own self-learning plan from. And lastly, increase your self-awareness, participate in leadership development programs. Programs offer tools, they offer insights, they offer you a safe space to get your hands in and your mind on a subject, to practice it, to experience it in a safe environment so that you can go apply those tactics, you can apply what you learned in your work environment and continue to lead at your very best. Building self-awareness is something that you can increase and you can improve. Have a developmental program that you can participate in or go find one. Have trusted peers and colleagues, mentors and coaches that you can have conversations with, and then take time for yourself to reflect and write and make an action plan on where you want to improve. If you do this, your self-awareness is going to skyrocket and your emotional intelligence is going to improve. And research has shown time and time again that emotionally intelligent leaders outperform their peers exponentially. Thank you so much for your question. Maria, I hope this answered it for you. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed and found value in today's episode, like it, share it with your fellow leaders, share the information that you gained and what you learned so that we can all lead at our very best. If you're an organization who's interested in developing your future leaders and investing in your future leaders' abilities, I want to work with you. I provide hands-on, minds-on learning experiences where Participants will be able to take what we've learned and practiced and put it into play at work the very next day. Check out my website to learn more, drwilliamramey.com. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey. You can follow me on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or shoot me an email at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.